You join us towards the end of the first day of the AT Ready Festival. And I'm with Alan McGilvery, who is, of course, sight and sound technology trainer up here in Scotland. But today he had the key job, I suppose, of Master of Ceremonies. And Alan, could we call you a town crier as well?
I think without the get up, but you, do you know what? Yeah, we can go for it. I'd prefer the outfit to match though.
Okay, so because you were walking around with a bell, you ring your bell and you were sort of announcing lunch. There you go, there's the bell.
There we go.
Announcing lunch and you were announcing different sessions. Listen, what's it been like for you doing this gig today?
Oh, do you know what, Stuart? It's a really enjoyable day actually to see a lot of people from the sector. You know, seeing different interactions, people networking, also coming to learn some new information. It's just been a fantastic wee day.
You and I talked on this podcast last year when you had just started working with Sight and Sound. And I remember it was an interesting interview because you'd started working, you hadn't met anyone. You were came to Sight and Sound in the midst of the lockdown. You and I met today for the first time, and I think your comment was, "You're taller than I thought you were."
That's exactly
it. What's it like seeing people for the first time a year and a half after you start the job?
It's quite surreal actually. You almost paint this kind of mental of an image of what people look like or dimensions, and it's just been really good to actually see a lot of people face to face for the first time, coming up 2 years in October.
It's amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What kind of what are you hearing today? Because I suppose you, again, as the MC, and maybe that you're engaging, I guess, with lots of people as you're I was going to say herding, but moving people from room to room
politely.
I get the feeling as I walk around here, there's a bit of an air of excitement. People are glad to be back together in a venue like this.
Yeah, it seems to be the case. You know, it's been a strange 2 years of separation and segregation and away from getting to the face-to-face elements, you know, doing what we like to do. We're all people.
We're people.
And it's really been really refreshing to see the kind of energy of getting back to normality.
Okay. Well, listen, I know you have another day of it to go. I have a feeling by this time tomorrow, you and that bell will be ready to head home and have a glass of something on the way.
Definitely.
Alan, thanks a million. Great to chat.
And
lovely to see you in person, by the way.
You too.
Looking forward to doing it again soon. Right. But for the moment, thanks a million.
Thank you. Take care.